Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Institute for Personal Development, Kriya Yoga Ashram, where total consciousness is the new frontier.
Kriya Yoga is union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices to initiate this process.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Choi, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good today. Thanks for asking. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Today on the Voice of Yoga, we will talk about the present condition of the environment and the concept of Pentecost. Listen as we discuss the role of Holy Spirit in sustaining the well-being of the planet. Though Spirit is always there in the background, the positive power is not unleashed until invited into a hospitable environment. Swami will explain why it is so crucial to clean up the planet to make it eligible for this celestial upgrade. Start by cleaning up our inner environment with a dose of skillful thinking, breathing, drinking, and eating. Act local, think global. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are talking consciousness. So join the Kriya Yoga spiritual advance, get the light in your soul, and experience the power of... So Swami, I would first like to talk about World Environment Day, and this information I got right off of their website. And the World Environment Day is actually the biggest annual event for the positive environmental action that's going to take place this June 5th and does so every year. Now, World Environment Day actually started in 1972, and this year's host is the country Canada, and they actually got to choose the theme this year, and this year's theme is Connecting People to Nature. It implores us to get outdoors into nature, appreciate its beauty and its importance, and to take forward the call to protect the earth that we all share. This year's theme invites us to think about how we are a part of nature and how intimately we depend on it. It challenges us to find fun and exciting ways to experience and cherish this vital relationship. So Swami, I thought we would start talking about inner environments, external environments, and our physical earth environment, and that all sustain us on certain levels. And I know you want to specifically, let's talk about the internal environment.
Yeah, the whole thing of what surrounds us is within us. And we talked about this in other shows, that if we do not have respect for our own physical bodies, then the tendency is that we don't have respect for our environment. And what we put out is what we get back, and so it starts to perpetuate this polluted environment that we pretty much are trying to exist in these days. But I like what we're trying to do here as far as the two different days that are being represented here, the environment and the whole thing of the Pentecost. This thing of the inviting of the Holy Spirit, because to me, that's where the solution is really going to be found, what we call the light in the soul. And some of the things that I think are important to understand is even just the term Holy Spirit, that this holy for me always means whole. So, and spirit is invisible and intangible. And for a lot of people, they're looking for a dove that's carrying a flame. And for me, it really has more pragmatic application. The Holy Spirit isn't something that we're waiting for to come. It is something that is there already that we have to invite into our lives. And we have to create a hospitable environment for it. That's why the Essenes called it preparing the way for the Lord, this invitation of spirit into matter. And there was a lot of stuff that they did in order to create that opportunity. And a lot of it had to do with purification, purifying the individual on a physical, mental, and spiritual or conceptual level. That's why I even say, for example, in certain forms of Christianity, the baptism comes before the Holy Communion. That in Kriya Yoga, that your second stage of yoga, niyama, your first niyama is shaucha, which is purification. And to purify ourselves, not so that we look younger or live longer, but that we can actually invoke this Holy Spirit into our bodies. That this Holy Spirit isn't some entity that we're waiting for, but it is there right now. It is, and we visit it every day. That our connection to the divine is experienced with the sleep from which we return, where we have no recollection. It's not abstract. It's not otherworldly. We're not disconnected from it. It's just because with our present socialization and our present lifestyle, we do not have attention for it. And we don't have leadership that is teaching us how to invite this source of sustenance into our physical bodies.
Yeah, so in the summary for the show, I had stated earlier that we want to start cleaning up our inner environment with a dose of skillful thinking, breathing, drinking, and eating to act local and think global. So locally, we need to really make that change within ourselves before we can even think about putting ourselves in a position to start cleaning up the outside world, the environment.
Right. And I also think that if you understand this concept of the Holy Spirit, that there are powers that come with it. That, and if we don't join with it, then we're trying to do it from a different level of consciousness and a different degree of awareness. And it becomes really difficult like that. It's like trying to cut a tree down with a chainsaw without starting it up. That you're trying to do something that isn't designed to be used in a particular way that you're trying to do it. And the human mind-body complex isn't designed to be run on particles and waves. We're designed to be run on this indivisible unified field. And when we do that, things change. And with this connection to this Holy Spirit comes benefit. That we actually get virtue to overcome fear. We get wisdom to overcome ignorance. We get purpose to overcome selfishness. And we get enthusiasm to overcome laziness. And that, to me, is the thing that I like to, the question I like to ask is, how do these vices, fear, ignorance, laziness, selfishness, how are they affecting the planet?
Well, that's because it comes from us. So, and I know we had just talked about this a few minutes ago, and I think greed has a big part of that as well, definitely. So I think all of those things that you had mentioned, plus greed, does have a really big effect on our planet. So we have to decide that we need to clean up our own act. You know, we need to release fear. We need to understand if we're being ignorant and selfish and lazy and greedy before we can even make positive changes.
Right. And that's where the benefit of Pentecost really comes in. That a lot of times we're trying to do it without understanding what it's like to be joined with the Holy Spirit. And that's one of the things that I think is important, that you mentioned in the opening that the theme for the environmental day is going to be connecting people to nature. Now, in Kriya Yoga, what we have to understand is that term nature has many meanings, that it is not just your outside environment, but it also is your base of operation. that if we draw from particles, we will be of a low animal nature. If we draw from waves, we will be of an equally low human nature. But if we draw from this Holy Spirit, we will be of a divine nature. And that's really your optimal position of performance. And when a human being is starting to grow psychologically and spiritually, then they see things differently and they have the benefits that come with it. And when you are operating from that particular level of consciousness, that degree of awareness, then you have attention for what you're putting out. You take consideration for consequences. You are more intelligent in your decision making. And from there, I think you have a population of people that would have attention for the planet.
Yeah, so how would you answer your own question, how do these vices, fear, ignorance, selfishness, laziness, affect the planet? How would you answer that?
Well, I mean, if we broke it down, the origins of all of our wars, as far as I'm concerned, are fear. The origins of all of our prejudice are either fear or ignorance. You mentioned earlier the whole thing of greed. Well, greed comes from selfishness. It comes from a sense of connection from abundance mentality. And so you are driven by fear, need. Greed is really driven by need, that you don't believe that there's going to be enough. And so you start to hoard things up. Laziness. Why do we dump stuff in the ocean? Why do we try and do things to save money, kind of a thing? And a lot of it has to do with ignorance. It has to do with the simple fact that we have a value system that we think money is more important than our resources. These vices, what we're experiencing in our outside world, and then to bring back virtue and bring back the Holy Spirit, to me is what you really want to focus your attention on to find solution to what's going on.
Right, so we know already that we have to really clean up our act. So in order for us to do that, we have to be aware if we are in a state of fear, if we are being ignorant, if we are being selfish and lazy. So I'm going to say awareness has to be the first part of it. So then from there, how do we go about cleaning up our act to try to overcome all of those problems?
I would say give us a call and come down and we'll give you a complete plan in how to think right, how to breathe right, how to hydrate yourself, how to eliminate foods that are producing cravings and disturbances, and how to exercise right, as just as openers.
Right, Swami, so I'm starting to see the multifaceted application of that simple saying that you always quote, and that is, get the light in your soul. So although we start out individually and then socially and eventually globally, we end up finding those solutions to a lot of these problems. So I think what we'll do, Swami, is going to pause right there to hear a word from our sponsors. So listeners, we'll be back with you in a few moments. Kriya Yoga Theory 1, Human Development and the 8 Essential Stages of Kriya Yoga. This program is a comprehensive course that will help you get your arms around the science of Kriya Yoga. It provides a clear understanding of the goals and objectives behind yoga, along with the physics of spirituality. It includes the practices, supportive concepts of Kriya Yoga, and the process in human development, apotheosis, the process of the human becoming divine. A complete guide on how to become a human in the adult state. Get the light in your soul. and experience the simplicity and joy of union with the divine. This course is available in live classes at the ashram or online with 8 videos or 4 CDs. Visit our website, www.ipdtransform.com, for more information. And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you are listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So Swami, in the opening, I had said, though spirit is always there in the background, the positive power is not unleashed until invited into a hospitable environment. Can you give us more information on that?
Yeah, the old saying, cleanliness is next to godliness, has specific meaning for me with regard to the practice of Kriya Yoga and the application of purity in the practice, because in Kriya Yoga, we practice purification on 3 different levels, that on a physical level, purge ourselves of all our unnecessary dependencies, and we eliminate anything, any kinds of foods or substances that will produce cravings for themselves. And then on a mental level, purity is your ability to think, feel, say, and do one and the same thing. And again, most of us are really scattered, that we say one thing, we do something completely different, and chances are we feel something alien to the two above. But in order to be able to exercise that level of purity, you have to be introspective, analytical, observant, reflective. You have to know what you're thinking. You have to know how you're feeling. And you have to be able to do whatever it is that you say you're going to do. So you need a certain degree of awareness. And then, of course, on a spirit level, purification is we have to purge ourselves of all of our limiting beliefs and concepts, because there is just so much stuff out there that we have accepted as the soundest truths, but really, they don't serve us any longer. And a big part of this practice is we have to get rid of these limiting concepts. And then from that platform, then we are starting to align ourselves and attune ourselves to this very subtle resource. And that's the whole thing of invoking this Holy Spirit into our lives, and not just intellectually or academically, that when you join on a physical, mental, and spiritual level, you basically feel connected to it. And it gives you a lot of benefits that we talk about that will assist us in being able to make a lot of the changes and corrections that we're talking about here, and not only in your personal life, but also in your environment.
Right, I completely agree with that. That, you know, especially when you were talking about that, there are beliefs out there. There are certain organizations and processes that are out there that just are not doing us any good any longer. And I think we all have to, you know, try to make these changes. But like we said earlier, We have to make these changes within ourselves first, and to be able to do what you were saying, to mentally, you know, think, feel, say, and do one and the same thing, can be very challenging for most people.
Yeah, and it's challenging for those that practice, but that's the whole thing. You have to have a practice. And again, your practice should be perfect. Mm-hmm. Which means that you're doing it with the benefit of technique, that you have joined with this source of sustenance that is giving you all of this assistance that we talked about. And when you do that, then it really isn't nearly as difficult as it is when you try and do it when you're still connected to fear and limitation or particles and waves.
Well, what I'd like to do is talk a little bit more about the Pentecost, if we could. So the information that I have here is I got this from Wynn Calendar. And Pentecost is the celebration of when the church was actually born. And this is when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be with the disciples. Now, the Holy Spirit, according to Wynn Calendar, is the third part of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this is what Christians use as a way to interpret God. So in essence, like I said, it's the birthday of the Christian faith. Now, there is a quote back on May 20th, 2013 from Pope Francis. And in this quote, he says, "In the church, it is the Holy Spirit who creates harmony. Only the Spirit can awaken diversity, plurality, and multiplicity, while at the same time building unity. Here, too, when we are the ones who try to create diversity and close ourselves up in what makes us different, we bring division." So I think that reminds me of the thing that we just talked about, that we have to think, feel, say, and do one of the same thing. We can't want diversity and then you know, complain that we have unity.
Yeah, and a lot of it, I think, even like you had originally said, the whole concept of the Trinity in general can be somewhat confusing. And one of the things in Kriya Yoga is we take it from these images, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, or Brahman, Vishnu, Shiva, that we take it to an experiential level, that the human is made in the image and likeness of the divine. And what we had said a little bit earlier in the show, the whole thing of going from waking state to dream state to dreamless state, these are shifts in consciousness that we make every day. And when consciousness is in our physical bodies, we're experiencing the waking state. And when consciousness leaves the physical body, goes into your astral mental body, that's the sleep from which we return, where we have recollection. It's the dream state. And then when consciousness leaves the astral mental body and moves into the causal spiritual body, that's the sleep from which we return, where we have no recollection. That's the regenerative, the restorative, dreamless state. Now, to me, that has pragmatic application. You can assign the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit to these particular experiences. But if you have direct experience with them, then you've got a better understanding of what it's going to be like when you are attuning yourself to this experience. Like, say, for example, the sleep from which we return, where we have no recollection. Who talks about that? And a big reason why we don't is because we don't really have anything that we can connect to. That's why in Christianity, they talk about the beatific vision as being indescribable. But now you have direct experience with this. Then, of course, in Kriya Yoga, the goal of Kriya Yoga is total consciousness, this term samadhi. Now, what's interesting about samadhi is that it is an experience of seeing yourself not only as separate, but at the same time as universal. It's the merging of your microcosmic orbit, your chakra system, with the macrocosmic orbit, the universe. But it's not a loss of self-conscious awareness. So you don't lose your diversity, your individuality, and you don't lose the plurality of existence. But at the same time, you see the unity, that on a spirit level, we're all one. And to me, that is your optimal position of performance. But you can only get it by joining with this Holy Spirit, by joining with this dimension of reality that is truth and wholeness, that is productive of growth, that will expand your identity beyond the limits of seeing yourself as separate, that will change your nature from either animal or human to divine.
So this is why it's so important for us to have rest, to have sleep at night, is so that we can be connected to that spirit, like you said, from the dream state, from which, you know, we don't remember that. So that is when we actually are one with that divine spirit, right? And so when we are in samadhi, that is the same thing, but yet we're also consciousness of our self, as well as being connected to the spirit. I guess I'm just a little confused between the two.
Yeah, see, what happens when you fall asleep is you take a conscious mind that's the size of a quarter and you put it in a different dimension of your makeup. So when you're going from waking state, say, for example, to dream state, when you're in the dream state, you lose awareness of your physical body. When you go from the dream state to the dreamless state, you lose awareness of your physical body, your astral mental body, and we have... This is like what we said. This is the sleep from which we return, where we have no recollection. But it is the regenerative, the restorative dreamless state that it is so important for us to stay connected to that resource, because without it, we expire. And then what happens with the practice of Kriya Yoga, the process of growing psychologically and spiritually, is that the conscious mind starts to open. And then, of course, as that field of awareness increases, now you have simultaneous awareness, so that you can have awareness of what's going on in your physical body, you can have awareness of what's going on in your mind, and you can have a sense of connectedness to this greater whole simultaneously.
So do you think that if we could wake up remembering what it was like in that dreamless state, then that would be a motivating force for us in our waking state to do all those things to maintain that connection and to get that connection?
Absolutely. I think that union with the divine is something that we're all... On some level, we all want to return to that unified state. We want to be whole people. And so having awareness or recall of the experience of when you're in the regenerative, the restorative, dreamless state would definitely be a motivator that you'd want to go back, or you'd want to be able to access that when you wanted at any given time. The thing that I do know is that we have to be taught how to do this from somebody who can do it, and you need a practice.
So I guess it's about that time we have to start closing down our show for today. So listeners, I'd like to invite you please to visit the website. It's www.ipdtransform.com. So once you're there, you can post comments about this show, or even give us ideas for future shows you would like us to consider. And be sure to tune in next week, where we will be talking about Corpus Christi, or like we like to say, Holy Communion in Kriya Yoga. Be sure to listen to our post that we have on Facebook, our Be Live episodes. And then, so Swami, any final thoughts or comments about today's program?
Well, I would like to wish everybody good luck in getting this light in their soul and maybe being able to reap some of the benefits of that, and also how that would affect our environment. And with that, I'll wish everybody a good day. Namaste.
And thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda, signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.